You're listening to UCC's 98.3, and this is the grand return for second semester of LGBT. Hold the applause. And I'm joined today by a very, 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 very special guest. It's her first time on the show, Miss Caitlin Hyde.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's been a long time coming.
I know. I'm finally here.
And you're here. We're ready to get started. So this semester of LGBT is going to be the best semester yet. Y'all aren't ready for what's in store. We have lots planned over the coming weeks, so make sure to tune in every single week from Tuesdays from 2 to 3 or on Spotify, whatever suits. So, first order of business. It's been a long break. It's been 5-6 weeks.
We're back a week early.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, third year BIS have to go back a week early over like placement and merch. But like, we're the only courses to do that. Oh, I thought commerce would be back as well, but
That's so yuck. Actually, I'm only back today. My first lectures, I have one lecture today from 5 to 6.
Oh my God.
No.
I just couldn't do that. Like, yeah, I couldn't go.
I have one lecture every day. Like, that's it.
And like, you have to go because you're final year. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's my last semester, guys.
That's so scary.
Yeah, that's scary. But before we get into that, because I can't even speak about graduating right now, we're going to talk about more important things, which was our nights out over Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
So we're going to go through them and we're going to kind of bop or flop. The main ones that like most of us probably did. So like starting like at the end of the semester.
Was 12 pubs maybe?
Well, I suppose kind of whatever day you finish college is kind of like the first one that like you go out.
The course night out.
Like the course night out. Bop or flop?
Flop because I wasn't there. My kidney infection said no. So,
oh, real?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the course night's out, like, I mean, you can never guarantee that it's going to be good, but you can always guarantee that it will be interesting.
Are they always good? But like, we all get so drunk. Like, we're all like, there's never a night out with BIS that like we've not all been absolutely destroyed at the end. But I think it's just my friend group. I won't say the whole course, it's just my group.
Yeah, like my course has been very 50-50. Like sometimes, well, I mean, I'm trying to speak on everyone and not just myself. But like sometimes we've gone out like the whole course and it has been fun, but other times, like, just nobody goes.
You see, your course is so small
it's
as well.
Tiny.
And we have like a good group of like 60 people that will go out.
Yeah, you know, see, what I mean? There's like 20 of us.
Yeah.
So.
And then only like a few would go out.
Yeah. You know? So, but I love my friends in the course. They're great. Yeah. Hi, guys. Can't wait to see you all at the lecture later. If anyone goes.
If you go.
Oh, wait. Shh, not there. But anyway, so Tarish, on course night out, in comes 12 pubs. Bop or flop?
Bop. I love
bop.
That night. Oh,
such
my
a bop.
God.
I think, like, if you do 12 pubs right, it is one of the best nights of the year.
We did the same night, actually. Just we different groups.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I mentioned Broke, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't finish up Broke, then did you really do 12 pubs? I don't
think
so.
We were actually, because we did all 12 pubs. Did you do all 12 pubs?
We did 10 and then just had, like, 3 drinks in the last one because it was, like, 11 o'clock and we were like, okay, if we leave, we can only kind of go to like our last spot. Like we're not going to get into like a few more. So we just kind of stayed there.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. Like I will say like I went with like a club. So like there was a load of us. So trying to get in and like everyone splitting up, like it was a little bit stressy, but for the most part, I thought it was fine.
Yeah. We did. I'm trying to think where we actually ended up. We went to like very, we ended up in Sober Lane at one point.
Yeah.
Like that's a restaurant.
Yeah, like we had like
being there.
We had like a timetable, but like, you know, as soon as one pub doesn't let you in the timetable, like it all goes downhill.
And all the rules go out of the table as well.
Like, yeah.
We walked backwards to one pub and I was like, if anyone sees me.
Mine was like, no. One of them was what you call it? You can't like hold your drink. It's like, I was like, I'm just not doing that.
Yeah, like how would that even work?
Like one of the guys is like, oh, you take a shot. I was like, no.
Like, or I'm you can not, drink from someone else's hand.
I was like, I'm not playing. So that's the end of that.
Or like getting a drink that begins with the first letter of your name. I was gonna get
Kofferberg.
I couldn't do that to myself. We were gonna get Kahlua because that's like what's in a baby Guinness, but I was like, I'm not spending a fiver on a baby Guinness. I'm just gonna get a vodka. So I'm actually getting drunk. Like
that's
such a scam of a drink though.
No,
like
it's literally coffee. Yeah, I know, that's fair. So 12 pubs I thought was a bop. This isn't Aubrey mentioned, but in case you didn't happen to catch that it was my birthday. I don't know if anybody
one
saw
one of many, but you know what? To be fair, for someone who has so many birthdays, they're all good.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
So
like,
too.
You have to give credit where credit's due.
So, my birthday, obviously a bop, not even a question about it. Super fun time. Everyone got super lit. Crazy.
Oh, is this your actual birthday with, like, when we went to the house?
This is, like, my birthday party, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When my best friend Kate came back and surprised me.
Oh my God, that video is the cutest thing ever.
So one of my best friends, Kate, is on Erasmus in Valencia. And she wasn't able to come home for my birthday because of college, and I was super upset about it. And then she just rocked into the Prinks out of nowhere. And
through the back door.
Yeah. I was so shocked, I nearly ate her.
That photo.
My mouth is just so wide open. Do you know what is? I was gagged that I didn't know. I couldn't believe that I didn't know.
You know how I was kind of like, was because I was sat down with Grace, and me and Grace were talking about something.
Grace is Kate's sister, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Grace. But,
hi, Grace.
We were sat down. I don't know what we were on about. I think it was when she was coming home and about her birthday. And then Grace was like laughing. And I was like, what are you laughing at? And she was like, oh, nothing. Because like, obviously we were on about her coming home the next week.
I just can't believe I didn't know.
Such a good surprise, though.
Oh, it's a great surprise. Yeah. Absolute bop. Moving on to, I mean, the Holy Trinity, really. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Stephen's Day.
Okay.
Okay. Starting off with Christmas Eve, bop or flop?
I'm going to say flop because I don't drink really Christmas Eve. Because, like, you know the way, like, you're in Watergrass Hill. So, like, you'll go to, like, the local or, like,
wherever. Yeah.
Well, like, me and Kieran's one of my best friends who, like, lives right next door to me. But, like, we don't drink in Ballyvallon. Like, we go to town.
Yeah,
I get like, you. We weren't going to go out Christmas Eve to drink like we never do.
Yeah.
So I'll just say flop because like,
gonna,
I didn't drink.
I'm going to say flop because the local burnt down in Watergrass Hill during the summer.
It's supposed to reopen though.
Still hasn't reopened. And like, so it was kind of a flop this year because normally like, I mean, I'm not exactly, you know, the number one supporter to go out in my hometown, but every once in a while, like once a year, I will suck it up. I'll put on my brave face, throw on my earmuffs and just give it a go.
Yeah.
You know? That's just where we're at.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, I'm going to say bop. I love Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Absolute bop.
Loved Christmas.
Did you get any nice presents? What's on for generous?
See, I got the Mac for my birthday. So I was like to my parents, like, I don't want anything in particular.
Yeah. By the way, guys, in case you didn't know, Caitlin doesn't have a laptop. She's a Mac.
I have a MacBook. MacBook Air M2 chip.
No, guys, it's the M2 chip.
Yeah,
just
in the M1.
Just in case you didn't know.
I did pay the extra €100.
Oh, she did.
Well,
Say goodbye to Lenovo.
Yeah, because me and Kyle had the same laptop for years. And then when I got, well, I didn't get rid of it, so I have it. But Kyle was like, that Lenovo did you so well for those 3 years. Just, and now you're just passing it to the side.
You just don't appreciate Miss Lenovo.
I do, though, for programming because I can't.
Because you can't do it on the Mac.
You cannot. Like, if anyone here has a Mac and is in any coding course, I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing it wrong. Like, I still have to bring two laptops to college.
Like, see what I mean? There's just no point.
No. What did you get for Christmas, actually? New York.
I went to New York. It was great.
You know what the best part about New York was, though?
What?
Your mom's comments on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Keeping up with the Kellehers. I love that. Like,
guys, I'm telling you, if you're not following my mother on Instagram, like, why do you have the app?
Literally.
I wouldn't have it. And moving on to Stephen's Day? What did I do for Stephen? Oh, I went out in Glanmire.
Oh, the castle.
Yeah.
See, like, there's just so many people from, like, my old school, like, from Colossia that would be there.
Yeah, girl, same. I went to GCC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I just, like, consider you as Fromoy. Because you went to Fromoy.
Anyways, moving on. Gonna get cancelled.
Yeah, I was gonna speak, but I was like, no.
Stephen's Day, I'm gonna say, I feel like it's very hit or miss. I'm gonna say for me this year, it was a bit of a flop.
Yeah, I'll say a flop as well. Just because the rain and the cold.
The rain, the cold, and like, I just wasn't really a fan of where I was, so that really helped either.
Yeah.
It was okay.
The castle for Kay's birthday was really good though.
That was cute.
But we were all so
So, New Year's Eve, I was in New York, so I didn't really go out, so I don't really.
Yeah. I'll say bop because we went broke.
Was it good?
So good. But like, we were drunk as well, and I feel like Brogue is really good when you have a nice group and you're all kind of like on a good level.
Brogue is like a nice vibe, yeah.
Yeah, and it's free entry. So
and then that kind of wraps it up until, I mean, I suppose refreshers. So I haven't gone out yet for refreshers. I will be out tonight in the town. You know, guys, I'm trying to like divide my, you know, my public life and my private life. So, you know, just do be aware that I am still a person when you see me out in the street, you know? Like,
I feel like, Kyle, you'll become a people. Did you wash my... Do you listen to my podcast?
No, never, never.
No, like, I'll show it to you on Spotify. No, like, just follow it there.
Me, like, shamelessly plugging my Instagram and my Linktree, like, every night out. Gotta get the listeners. But how was your night last night? Where'd you go?
So let me tell the story. So it was one of my friend's 21st yesterday, and went to his house, whatever. It was actually a really nice prank. And then I was grand. And then I was on the bus and I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it out. And got off the bus, caked it everywhere, was walked home. And yeah, I woke up then at 3 a.m. and I just had like everything kind of came back to me then. I was like, but my main thing was, you know, when you wake up and then like it's fear instantly like that. And yeah. You have to like...
No, like, we need to, like, leave the fear in 2023. Because, like, I can't do it anymore.
To be fair, if I'm ever like that, Kyle's, like, the best person to talk to because you're always like, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you didn't do this.
Like, you know, it's like, I'm so sick of the fear. It's become too normalized for all of us to wake up and just, like, hate our lives.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? Like, then, no.
If you didn't have the fear, you didn't have a good night.
You know what I mean? Like, if you wake up and you feel perfectly fine, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that's no. Look, I'm not exactly a health expert, not in med.
Not exactly an angel either, you know,
not a doctor. Shh. So, do not take my advice. But for me personally, that's how I feel.
And like, it happened to the best of us.
You know?
And as well, like, the only person who's going to care about what you do the most is yourself.
It's yourself.
Like,
exactly.
No one gives a shit. Like, if you were, like, face planted on a night out yesterday, like, it literally doesn't matter.
Look, once you're safe, once you have good friends, and like, you know, it happens to us every once in a while. You know, we all have these moments. Now, that being said, if this has happened to you like every single night out,
like, you're ruining for others as
well.
Like,
you need to get a grip.
Yeah.
But it happens every once in a while and we move on.
Yeah.
So we're going to start today off with, I mean, there was no other song I was going to start off with. It's also highly suggested on the Instagram if you want to go over to LGBT, UCC LGBT, sorry. But we're going to start off with Yes And by Miss Ariana Grande.
Yeah. a sneaky lean. Got you running around in all type of Benz's and Rolls. Girl, you used to ride in the rinky dink. I'm the one put you in Eliante. Fashion over model, I put you on the runway. You was rocking Coach bags, got you Sinead. Side to Frisco, I call her my baby. I got a girl, but I still feel alone. If you plan me, that mean my home ain't home. Having nightmares are going through your phone. Can't even record, you got me out my zone. Get a hotel, never bring them to the house.
Oh God.
And we're back. Hope you enjoyed our little musical break. And we've come back to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So, are you a fan of them? Do you like New Year's resolutions?
I do. Like, it's... I don't know, though. I feel like everyone kind of says the same thing every year, but I'm like, I think it's like an excuse because like it is a fresh start. So like people are like,
yeah,
I can incorporate these things into my life going forward. But like,
have you done any before? Like an actually, like made like an actual like attempt at it? Really?
No, I actually haven't. Because I usually will just like, if I want to change something, I usually will just like do
just
it.
Just do it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the next day or something.
Just do it.
Yeah. but I don't know. I don't really have many this year.
I want to get more flexible.
Yeah.
Because I saw a photo got sent in after the competition in November. Like one of the lads had like a camera to like take photos of all of us when we were competing.
Yeah.
And a photo got sent in of my shuttle jump, which is like a middle split jump. And like my legs were literally like this high off the floor. Like
really?
Zero flexibility. They were bent. No, my feet weren't pointed. And I was just looking at that. I was like, that is so ugly. Like, I'm not having that. So
yeah. That's actually like a good thing though. It's nothing like that's unattainable.
So you know I need to start stretching. But I did for like 4 days. But then I went on holidays for like 2 weeks. So I just kind of stopped. But I have another competition in like 2 or 3 weeks. So I need to get back on my grind. Like I need to get ready.
How do you find, like, balancing that, though, with, like, college, like, being a final year?
Yeah, girl, it's kind of a lot. I mean, between this... Well, to be fair, I don't work, so...
That's that fair, is, though, for final year.
That is very helpful, but I also don't really have time because, I mean, if you know me, I'm in the library.
Yeah, you have your seat in
like,
the library.
Point blank period, like, I'm in the library. If you're wondering where I am, like, Monday to Saturday, like, any time during the day, like, it's probably the library or, like, somewhere around the library.
Yeah.
Because I just have to be in the grind. Like, to be fair, I only have, like, a few months left. So, the end is in sight. Not that sad of it.
I know, but, like, it's just the fact that, like, we'll all be...
adults.
No, like, we'll still be on campus. Because, like, I'm only in third year. Like, I still have a year left. And, like, majority of our group is as well.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, you just won't be here, like.
I know. It's kind of... I always forget I skipped a year. Like, in my head, like, we're all in final year. And, like...
That's, yeah,
or like,
I'm glad I'm not.
Or like, I even forget like some of our friends are only in like first year or second year as well. And like, I get really confused. I'm like, why aren't you guys in the library all the time? Like, why aren't you all so stressed? I'm like, oh yeah, because like, it's like 3 years in the difference of where we're at.
Yeah, it depends on your course as well.
Yeah.
Like, I only went to the library for the first time on the weekend. Now,
you are crazy.
To be fair though.
You are crazy.
We have like the lab where like we get shit done, but like, sure, all our exams are in February. So, like, we didn't really have much to do in semester one.
Yeah,
we had one exam that I couldn't sit.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That, to be fair, yeah, when are your exams now? Because you've placement in March.
So, my exams are, like, either the week before RAG week. Or no, the week before RAG week. Or, no, yeah, or RAG week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're like, kind of fucked for that. But I met, like, one of our lecturers in the bathroom and I was like, when's the timetable coming out? Because I would like to know if I actually have a rag or not. And she was like, it should be out in the next week or two. So
okay.
Hopefully it's the week.
Yeah, before. I have, all these emails now coming in about, like, grad programs and, like, masters and all this type of stuff. And it's so scary because, like, I feel like this is, like, the first time in my life where, like, it's no longer just, like, a straight road. You know, you go primary school, you go secondary school, college. You choose a college course.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, like...
Now you're, like,
I didn't have to think that hard because I knew where, like, I was going to end up doing. And now it's feel like, okay, like, do I keep studying... Or do I get a job right now and start, like, saving up? And then do I save up to go traveling? Or do I save up to, like, one day, like, potentially buy a house? And it's
not
just, like, it's... Or, like, do I just move to Australia like everybody else?
See,
like,
do you see the TikTok, though, about the amount of Irish people who emigrated to Australia?
22,000 got a working visa this year.
There's, like, 20,000 on a waiting list or something.
Like, that's wild.
But, like... It's going to, like, defeat the purpose of moving because Well, not really,
but, like, isn't Australia, like, really hard to get a job in and stuff? And everyone says it's quite
like, work on a farm for a while or something.
Yeah, if you do 88 days of farm work. That is what really turns me off. But, look, do you think anyone hosting a radio show called LGBT wants to do manual labour? Like, let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want to work on a farm.
I think unless, like, you got, like, a job, like, directly... They're like saying out you're working for a company and they're like, oh, there's an offer in Australia.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't. But I think if you're just like coming.
Like, I'd love the weather. What throws me off Australia a little bit is like, I see on TikTok, they're very like early morning people. Like they get up in the morning, like they get up in the morning to go surfing. You know what I mean? And it's like all restaurants, they're closed by like 8 or 9. Like nightclubs over there are closed by like 1 or 2 as well. And I'm kind of like,
no, call it
I'm more kind of like. Euro summer, like I don't want to go out until 5 a.m. you know, that kind of way.
Yeah,
I just like, I don't know, I think
as well, like I think people like, I think it's just like the novelty of moving away, like, oh, I'm getting out of this country, and then like when you're there you're like, oh,
the grass, yeah, is the grass greener? Because like,
yeah,
people are really 50-50. Like some people like move over there and like never want to come back. Like one of my cousins has been there for like years, like, ten years, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then there's other people who like are like, oh yeah, everyone makes it out to be way better than it is.
I think as well, like, we're not used to the heat over there at all. That's the thing that would throw me off because we're like, what, 12 degrees on average and they're like 40. Like, no. But I don't know. I don't think, I go to Australia for a bit, but I don't, I kind of, like for the future, like, when I'm a bit older now, like, maybe, like, mid to late 20s, I could see myself going to, like, Vancouver.
Yeah.
That is meant to be a good spot.
Like, I think what it is, like, it is kind of frustrating that, like, I mean, we do realistically have to move out of Ireland if we want to do anything.
Yeah, and I think as well, like, with me and you, we live at home for college as well, so we don't have, like, the experience of, like, moving out of the county or anything like that. So I think that would push us more
definitely
to be like, yeah, we're going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
But so you've your J1 this year.
I need to actually get on that. If anyone here is like filling out the J1, like please, please feel free to hit me up and send some advice because it is very confusing. But I do need to get on that because it's going to be expensive, but it's going to be worth it.
I have to go next year. It's a replacement. I can't go.
I know. Girl, what are you going to do during the summer?
So, basically, with my course, like, we have, like, a 6-month placement from March to, like, the end of August. And I got really lucky because I got a good company and I'm doing... I might as well just say the company. I got Grant Thornton.
Woo!
Which is...
Grant Thornton! Yeah!
It's actually... I was so happy because, like, the big four are good, but I feel like... They probably have a very high standard. And I'm like, I'm just not there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Alison would be great in KPMG. Sure, she's up there now. But me, no. I think me not getting Deloitte was just, like, written in the stars because, like, they'd be like, you have to do this. I'm like, oh, no, I don't.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just here for placement. Like, I was supposed to do nothing.
So fair.
I got Grant Thornton and doing consulting. So really happy with that. I could see myself doing that in the future. But that means I can't go traveling. But I know I do have 2 weeks off, so I'll see what I'll do with them. Like, I know EP will be happening for sure. And, like, maybe a holiday somewhere. But I'm going to move out for the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said to my parents, they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah. But I think they're just disappointed because, like, you know, for example, if you're away and you come home, your parents are like, oh, the house is very quiet without you.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be the same, but, like, for, like, 3 months.
My mom's always like, yeah, like, you need to move out. And, like... I'm literally telling you, like, the first day I moved out, like, 2 summers ago, I moved out, like near, like, Reardon's, like, Washington Street.
Was that with, like, Marianne?
Yeah. I had moved out for maybe, like, 5 hours, and my mom texted me, when are you coming back for, like, dinner? I was like, I don't know. Like, I literally just got here. And she was like, oh, but like, I thought you were going to come back.
Well, no. You know what it is? It's just like you're moving out, but like you're still living so near. So you're like, oh, there's no point.
Yeah, you know?
Like, it's just, you know, going back up to come back down. Like,
I know. It is a bit of a trek. But nevertheless, 2024, let's hope that we move somewhere super fun.
Yeah.
Or I get a grad job or I do a master's or I don't know, something productive.
Are you going to do a master's?
Maybe at some point. I don't know what I want to do yet. And I don't want, because they're quite expensive, I don't want to just do them for the sake of it.
No, I feel like though with a master's, like I don't know if your parents were like this, but my parents were like, oh, we'll pay for college. But if you want to do a master's, like that is kind of on you. And I'm like, that's so fair. But like, I wouldn't want to do one here. Like 10 grand.
10, 11, yeah, like they're quite pricey. Like, I just feel like a lot of people kind of like join a bachelor's just because like everyone's going to college, which like fair game, like low-key me. But
yeah,
for a master's like that, it's just way too much money and way too much hard work to like just do it for the sake of it, in my opinion.
No, like you really have to like
think. You have to want to do it.
But I think the best thing to do would be like if you work for a company for like a while, a lot of the time, if you're good, they literally pay for your master's. They're like, you can do this and we'll pay for it.
Yeah, like, so, if you can get someone to sponsor you, like, that is really handy. Yeah. So, there's always options, people. So, we're going to do a little bit more music before our last segment. And this song, like, it is kind of a meme, but, like, I am low-key loving it. Do you know Work by Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
I just love it. I think it's gas. Well,
when that song came out, I was weak for it. It came out in, like, the MTV Music Channel, and I was like, I don't know how old, and I was like, I love this.
No money, no family, 16 in the middle of Miami. Anyway, this is Work by Iggy Azalea.
Walk a mile in these Louboutins, but they don't wear these where I'm from. I'm not hating, I'm just telling you. I'm trying to let you know what the f*** that I've been through. 2 feet in the red dirt, school skirt, sugar cane, back lane. Free job took years to save, but I got a ticket on that plane. People got a lot to say, but don't know a thing about where I was made or how many floors that I had to scrub just to make it past where I am from.
No, no, no money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. No money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. No money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. 16 in the middle of Miami.
I've been up all night trying to get there rich. I've been work, working on my sh. Milk the whole game twice. Gotta get it how I live. I've been work, working on my sh. Now get this work. Hate it, I love it. Hustle and the struggle is the only thing I'm trusting. Throw bread in the mud, break before the budget. White chick on a pack, my passion was ironic and my dreams were uncommon. Guess I gone crazy, first deal changed me. Ride blind, basically rape me. Most of the bull, like a matador. Just made me madder and animate, took a atom and even a skull. So, I went harder, studied the card until the deal was offered. Slept cold on the floor, recording at 4 a.m. Now I'm passing the bar like a liar. Immigrant or ignorant, your ill intent was insurance for my benefit. Hate to be inconsiderate, but the industry took my innocence. Too late, now I'm in this bitch.
You don't know the half. This shit get real. Valley girls giving for Louboutins. What you call that? Head over heels.
Get there rich. I've been work, working on my sh. Milk the whole game twice. Gotta get it how I live. I've been work, working on my sh. Now get this work. Ain't been easy, but she's the peasy for the weeks we lived out in Duffel. Bags is all we had to win, a thing for my mama, love you. One day I'll pay you back for the sacrifice that you managed to muscle. 16, you sent me for customs.
So, all aboard my spaceship to Mercury.
Turn first at the light that's in front of me. Cause every night I'ma do it like it's my last. This dream is all that I need, cause it's all that I ever had. Now get this work. 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 Working on my shit. Now get this work. Now get this work. Now get this work. Now get this work. Working on my shit.
And we're back playing the Saltburn song, although I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, we were on about that there in the break. I was like, how haven't you seen it?
I know, I'm so bad for watching movies. Like I
am as well, but I was like, you know that like dodgy box
that we have?
It was there. I mean, my sister were like, fuck it, we'll watch it. And like, I didn't know anything like going
I don't
into
know
it.
Anything about
but, like,
it.
I seen this TikTok and I was like, I could not agree more with this. Like people are
Wait,
saying-
Wait, no spoilers.
No. People are saying like, it's the most insane, like out of pocket thing ever. Yeah. And I'm like, have none of you seen like Midsommar or like any of those like wild movies?
Yeah.
Like I thought like there was one or two scenes that were like, oh, like a bit disturbing, but like nothing that was like in comparison to that.
Yeah, you know? I actually quite liked Midsommar. See, I've seen that. But like,
I love that movie.
Only seen like Pitch Perfect. Like, that's like all I've seen.
Yeah, but you've said that before. Like, you're not that into
I'm just
movies.
Not a movie, TV show type of person.
No,
like,
I prefer music.
Yeah.
Any day
that's
of the
my
week.
Thing is like, I get way more entertainment if I'm listening to music than I do watching a TV
show.
Yeah,
like a new album comes out, like from an artist I love. Oh, I'm listening to it straight away. But if a movie comes out, I'm just like,
I'm kind of the same because like in my head, a movie takes so long. Like, movies are like at least like 90 minutes.
And not only that, but like, you know, when you watch a movie, like, you have to get into it for, like, the first half an hour. I can't. I get so bored. Like, I go on my phone. Like, if shit's not happening straight away, I'm like...
Do you know what's worse? It's like, I feel like in a movie, you have to finish it in one sitting. Because if you don't, you're just not going to remember what happened, really. Like,
yeah.
Do you know if you watch, like, half of it and then you turn off and you try to watch the second half, like, you're not even going
to
remember,
like,
the characters' names.
Yeah.
But... moving off movies, for our last segment, we are going to quickly run through 2024 ins and outs. So... definitely in for 2024, okay? Talking to people, this is kind of like dating as well, so yeah. Just our opinions. Talking to people in person, not just on Snapchat.
Yeah, I can't, like, we're not 16.
Stop.
But to be fair, it is a habit though, we all kind of still have.
It is a habit, but like, there's kind of like degrees, you know what I mean? Like, if you're just sending me like a snap every once in a while, we're not really talking, like, that's fine. But if you're like, actively like, trying to talk to me on Snapchat, but then we see each other in person, you're like,
that, okay, yeah.
No.
No.
Because I'm like, babe, like, you can't have all this confidence online.
And then I see you in person, you're just like...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let's pull it together. Like, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk.
Yeah. And the thing is, well, I feel like with Snapchat, like, you know when you're online and you're on delivered, and you're like, why am I on delivered?
But like, to be fair, I'm the worst for texting people back. Like, if you go on my phone, it's like open messages from like a
week.
Scrolling. But it's because like, I just like... hate texting people.
That's so fair though.
I just like, I don't know, like, I feel like if I want you, I'll like call, or like I'll send you like a TikTok. That's like,
yeah,
or, like,
that's your like way of
communicating. Or like, I'll send like an iMessage or something. I'm really bad at just like snapping people.
Yeah,
like I'm better at, like, just like texting you out of nowhere. Do you not know why? I think anyway.
Yeah,
so sorry guys. Okay, I was for 2024 last year situationships.
Like, my whole thing is with situationships. It's just my time to shine.
Come on, this is your moment, have
this
it.
This is my moment.
This is your moment.
But like, we've had conversations about this, and my thing is, like, situationships and like exclusivity is so normalized. And like, my thing is, either you're going out or you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I feel like being exclusive is such like a college thing, because like, say now, we're exclusive.
Yeah.
But like, if I get with someone else, it's not really that big of a deal. Like, we're not going out anyways.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just such a cheap label. So, like, when I fuck up eventually,
yeah,
where we weren't even anything.
I feel kind of like, I feel like surely when you get a bit older, like, do you know when you're, like, 26, 27, like...
yeah.
Surely, like, being, like, exclusive isn't a thing anymore. Like, surely
that's
either,
just an embarrassing
you're either, like,
thing at
dating
that point.
Them or you're going out. Like...
yeah.
I don't know, like, if... exclusive does kind of give me the whole, like, do you remember back in secondary school, it'd be, like, going steady.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it gives me. It's just like, I don't get it. Like, I understand that, like, to be fair, if you're seeing someone after a month, like, look, you're not going to want to wife them up immediately.
No, like, but that's like just like you talking and like meeting up and
yeah,
whatever. Like,
you
that's
know what
so
mean?
Fun.
Like,
that's like seeing someone.
Yeah,
like, that's
you can be seeing someone, or even you can be like, look, like, I'm just not getting with anyone else at the moment. Like,
yeah.
Or you can say, I am. And you can let them know, be like, that's fair it is. But it's just this whole like exclusive thing. No.
No. And like, I think if you're seeing someone though, just be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think
yes.
As much as like you are single, but I think just like don't be disrespectful.
Either, yeah, there's kind of like
which
everything gets back to everyone.
Cork is small.
Cork is the longer you stay in Cork, the smaller it gets.
Yeah, that's so. Why we're like gone when we graduate. Like, really, that's like that was our whole thing back in like the other segment there. But like everyone's friends with everyone.
Everyone.
So like, say you do something a night out. Someone's gonna know about it. Like, someone would have seen it.
You
someone's
know?
Gonna tell someone. It'll go
and
back.
This is what links back to the fear, because I feel like, especially because we're both from Cork originally, like, we're not really going out to see people that we know from college, but it's also secondary school, primary school,
everyone,
all our
like friends
school
of friends,
activities,
you know?
Family, friends. Like, it's like everyone can be out. So I feel like when like going out in like the county where you're from, like, it just can't be like too much fun. Because you just know,
you know,
like, you don't need to know everyone on a night out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why it's probably so grand if like someone's from like, I don't know,
from like
Dublin or something,
or like even like Donegal or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's probably a few people you know, but it's not like you're going out of home.
No, we're like your family and stuff.
So we have one more in. This is just my opinion anyway. I don't know, but I think personally, just dinner for a first date is too much. It's yeah. too intense. It's too formal. Like,
it's a lot of pressure.
I'm just like, no. Like,
and as well, like, we're college students. So say now, like, they might not have the money for that.
You know?
Like, true. If you want to go somewhere fancy, but like, you don't know who's paying, like, if it's, you know.
Yeah.
But like, you can't really expect someone to pay like 50, 60 euro. Like, especially, you know, they have like rent to pay maybe, like anything else. But
I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I think, like, if someone's to ask me out on a date, I want to feel like I'm going to have fun. And I just don't think, like, dinner for a first thing sounds very fun. It feels more like an interview.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see it. Like, I would much rather if someone said to me, like, oh, like, do you want to, like, go to, like, this, like, bar or something like that,
yeah,
and like, get a drink? Or, like,
drinks would be so much better.
Or even, like, an activity would be, like, fun. I don't know. It's, like, go, like, mini golfing or something.
Yeah.
And, like, break the tension.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like sitting down at a table
across from each other,
across
is
the way,
so
like,
intense.
Just, like, or, like, then, like, eating, like, food, like, what happens if you don't like it and you don't like it in front of them? What happens if you have to, like, send it back and you do that in front? Or, like,
you know,
there's just, like,
yeah.
so many variables that I'm just, like, no.
No, I think drinks would be my ideal.
You know, like, do something that, like, is going to be fun and isn't going to be, like, too strenuous to, like, yeah. have a conversation. Like, when you're yeah. sat down, like, with nothing else going on.
You can be very self-conscious while you're, like, you never know.
You know,
what
but
I mean?
I feel like if you, even if you were, like, bowling or something, like, there's an activity to, like, get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Or, like, not even like going for food, but like you can get food. Remember we were saying that as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, like that's kind of different. Like, do you know, if someone was like to me, like, do you want to go to like the Marina Market? I feel like that's kind of a different vibe.
Yeah,
that's
but like if you're going to like a proper restaurant. Like
if you're,
like, in town,
yeah, like yeah. if you're going to like somewhere like kind of bougie, like I feel like that's too much for a first date for me.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Here.
The last out of 2024, which Caitlin doesn't agree with, is Air Force Ones. I'm sorry.
I have to wear them last night because I was wearing a long dress and like I couldn't wear sandals because it's like -5. So I have to wear Air Force.
Were they white or black?
White. Black Air Forces are so much worse.
What?
They're Black Air Forces. That's road man shit.
I don't know. The white. Do you know what? It's like I've had like 3 pairs of white Air Forces and it just gives me like 5th and 6th year flashbacks.
Yeah. To be fair, I've had these for like 2 years, but like I do keep my shoes like pristine condition. So,
oh,
like,
you're a shoe girl.
Yeah. When eventually they're gone, like I'm not going to repurchase them. They're just handy to have.
I am not a shoe person at all. Like I could care less. Like I love my Crocs and that's about it.
What else do you wear on nights out?
Normally my blazers.
Yeah,
or what are the name of these?
The high dunks.
High dunks.
Yeah, I'm a shoe girl.
I actually think I asked Caitlin what shoes to buy last year. I was like, I don't know what shoes are like in or out. I was like, would you send me some?
Yeah, I like it's just my thing. Like, I don't know.
You just know you know shoes. Like you're good with shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our last out for 2024, and I hope you all enjoyed our first episode back of LGBT. We're going to be here every Tuesday and Wednesday on 98.3 from 2 to 3, also uploaded onto the Spotify at UCC. Any last words, Caitlin?
Don't think so.
No?
Don't do what I did last night. if you're going out for freshers, you know what? Just take it easy at the prank.
Take
that's
it easy.
That's what I have to say.
Yeah, you know what? That's good advice.
Yeah.
You should take it easy.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to close out with, I'm kind of feeling some Tiny Temper.
Which one?
Do you know, Girls Like.
Oh, that's a bar.
Isn't it?
I love that
Because, like,
yeah.
I low-key love Sarah Larson, and I feel like nobody puts respect on her name.
I wish she would make a comeback.
Like, she has, like, you
She's
know.
She's good songs.
She has all those songs. She has, like, Lush Life and stuff. Actually, let's play Lush Life. I love Lush
yeah,
Life.
Yeah, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, we're going to play Lush Life by Sarah Larson, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.